Welcome to Just Making Conversation. Why not f*** James in the ass?
Hello and welcome, or welcome back.
Thanks for joining us for this late New Year special episode.
I'm James Skiffins.
And I am Malcolm Childs, and we are Just Making Conversation,
where we discuss the ins and outs of the model making hobby that brings us joy and pain in equal measure.
From glue to sprue and everything in between, we are going to be Just Making Conversation. There are other podcasts that you can listen to.
Plastic Model Mojo.
The Scale Model Podcast.
Plastic Posse Podcast.
On the Bench.
Model Geeks.
Via Sprue Cutters Union.
Small Subjects.
Built Sideways.
Model by Girl Podem.
And the Micro Machines Podcast. Just head to http://www.modelpodcasts.com/ for all of the links.
If you enjoyed our podcast, consider leaving a review or 5 New Year stars, as it promotes the podcast to more people to enjoy.
Showing your support to us is as easy as making a coffee. In fact, why not go over to buymeacoffee.com/... Are we doing Ninja Slash? We need to talk about Ninja Slash later on.
Mm-hmm.
We address that elephant in the room.
Oh, yes.
Go to that website I just said. Your support will help go towards making the podcast much more comfortable. In this episode, we will be just making conversation about the year that was and the year that will be. A good old roundup of just what floated our boat.
Sometimes you need to reflect on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Wow, wow, wow. To really understand just how amazing our hobby and its community is.
So sit back and let's open the box of memories and share with each other your thoughts and our thoughts on 2022, but also reflect on the coming year with just what joys are almost on the bench.
So, Malcolm, we've been away for a little while.
Yeah, where have we been?
Yes, obviously we've had Christmas, the new year, and unfortunately I caught a bug. You all know about it because I put it out on social media. Malcolm's been fine as usual. It's just me, the weak link.
Aww.
So apologies to everybody. I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm still not over it.
But you sound better. You sound much better than you did when we first tried.
I am going to let it go, but we sat down to record this episode and Malcolm said to me, I quote,
"I'm really sorry, but I'm not sure I can record this with an imp."
That's how my voice sounded.
You sounded shocking, and you sounded like you need to be put down, is what it sounded like. I said, "Oh, hi, James. How are you? You ready to record the podcast?" "Hell, ready to go!"
"I'll be fine."
There's absolutely no way that I was going to, one, put you through that, or, B, listen to that myself. Yeah, we've delayed it.
I know some of you out there will know and share his feelings, so. Anyway, how was Christmas and that for you? All right.
Yeah, really good. Really quiet, really fun. My daughter got a hoverboard from Father Christmas, which was awesome. Within 2 hours, had a bruised foot. So that was great. I said to her, "I'm not taking you to A&E or the emergency room or walk-in centre on Christmas Day. So be careful." So that happened. She's okay though. She's fine. I spent a lot of time building a jigsaw, putting Playmobil parts together. Oh, a nice Christmas, actually. Watched a few films with the kids and existed as a nice little family unit. And did lots of modelling, actually.
You have been busy, yeah.
And the new year was very quiet. Didn't go out. Stayed in. We do a jigsaw, as I just said, between Christmas and New Year. And we finished jigsaw just before New Year, which is, well, groundbreaking for us. We don't usually finish it until sort of mid-January. But yeah, exciting. How about you? How was your Christmas?
Well, my Christmas was interesting. I struggled through it, but it was nice in what we had. We only had a few days anyway. as a family unit as such, because the wife was working. But yeah, no, it was good. It was quiet purely because I didn't want to spread the lurgy, which made my mother-in-law ill, which, yeah, sorry about that, Mum. But she's okay. And yeah, just the new year, the same. Almost went to bed before the bells, but I managed to stay up for that. And I've been really, really busy doing stuff. I've done a little bit of model making, not very much. I've not been in here that often. Mm-hmm. But when I have, oh my God, have I done stuff.
You have.
Been very busy in that respect. So knackered all the time.
That'll be you trying to fix yourself internally.
Yes.
And your immune system working overtime. So yeah, don't fight it. If you're tired, just stop. And that was the podcast. Did you get nice Christmas presents?
Yeah, I did actually. I got a surprise present from a friend of mine, Carl Smith. He sent me a little wooden model, which was the ATS 8080. I'm going to have to look now.
Has it got two legs or four?
Oh, it's got four. There you go. It's an ATAT. There we go. It is.
So it's from the newer ones. It's from Rogue, is it?
Yes, it's Rogue, yeah. I also got an X-Wing, and these are wooden models. They're like really, really small, but it comes with a book explaining about the item in question and a bit about the film and how they filmed it, how they made it, blah, blah, blah. And then I got a couple of model kits as well. So I got a couple of Gecko models. I got the British Army closed cab GS truck in 135th, and I also got the British Landing Craft Assault boat in 135th.
I must say, I absolutely love the fact that you have to look around your room to remind yourself of what the kits are. Like you don't remember.
I don't.
You know, like when someone's reading a book and you say, oh, what book are you reading? They have to look at the front cover.
I do that. To look at the cover and go, oh, Dan and Jane go to the beach.
Dan and Jane. But why do you have to look at the front cover? I don't know. It just makes me laugh. I got two wooden kits, very similar, and they're like MDF cut ones, you know, laser cut ones. One's a biplane and one's an airship. I'm not holding much luck for the biplane, though, because if you look at the picture... Don't say it out because people have to look on the Facebook. If you look at the picture, can you spot the mistake?
Oh, yes, I think I can.
Yeah, the biplane. And the other one was an airship.
Yeah, I like that.
Now I've mentioned it, I've got to take a picture. I've got some slippers.
The slippers you got, are they the ones that are just behind you?
These?
Mm.
You see that?
Yeah.
God, that's a wide-angle lens. I better be very, very careful. Hide my rubber products. Yes, it is. Do you know I have to take a photograph of these bloody slippers?
I just want to clarify, this isn't like a crotch camera or anything like that. It's just a wide-angle camera. Yeah, cool. Like those.
Yeah, there you go. That's a slipper.
They're proper slippers.
Well, these are strictly shed quarter slippers only.
Oh, shed quarter slippers.
For the shed quarters. And the reason I'm not wearing them right now is because I'm being rebellious and it's not particularly cold. I actually got two sets of... God, what am I talking about? What? Anyway, so that's our Christmas presents.
Welcome to Left Foot, Right Foot podcast. Your friendly slipper provider.
Didn't get a sponsorship from a slipper company now.
Oh, yeah, now that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Obviously, the year has passed and we're a little bit behind. But the joy of that is it's given us the ability... to obviously post up on the Facebook page the fact that we were going to be a bit late. And we asked you, the listeners, as to what you hoped for the new year would bring for you.
Did we?
And I'm not reading a script when I say that. That is just the way my brain works.
Okay.
Because I have heard this from someone, actually. I meant to say this to you, and I forgot. But someone said it, how difficult it can be to read out something. Well, yeah, it is for me. I'm dyslexic, and yes, it can be difficult, but... that's even not reading something. So anyway, talking of which, good segue. You can see what I did there. We're going to go over to some of the comments. See what I did? Anyway.
So we were going to go to the comments. And you said, no, let's do something first. And now we're going to the comments.
Well, we did. We've talked. Yeah. Yeah, see, the segue. Do you see the segue?
Oh, it's. I didn't even see the seams.
I know. It's just seamless. Absolutely seamless. like my underpants. But anyway, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start at the top. So Mike says, love the podcast. Keep them coming. Happy Christmas and Happy New Year. Obviously, that's late, but that's our fault.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're going to read them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes. Kilo Delta Papa. He has left a message. He says, I'm finally caught up again, he says. I didn't do much model building this year, unfortunately, but I like to think I am back now. Merry Christmas, guys, and Happy New Year to you and your loved ones. Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Kilo Delta Papa.
Drew says, wow, 2 years already. Yes, I know. Sorry. Where does the time go? Enjoy the coffees. I love what you're doing for the hobby and the podcast. What other podcast talks about nuts, orgasms, and ninja slashes? Thank you for the conversations about plastic modelling. Look forward to season 3. What will Malcolm talk about this time?
Who knows? Probably something to do with modelling, maybe. That's number 2 for ninja slashes.
It is. 2 comments.
That's 2 mentions about ninja slashes in how many listeners have we got?
Yes, a lot more than 2.
A lot more than 2. So, yeah, I think I'm going to leave ninja slashes out. So I'm glad that was mentioned. People have said that they're very excited about ninja slashes, and the minority doesn't win, unfortunately. So I'm just going to leave ninja slashes out because it's extra work. And you know.
Okay.
Season 3 will not contain ninja slashes. I don't think anyone really got it. Elliot says, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you very much, Elliot. And thanks for the coffees as well.
Dean Troer, love the podcast, guys. Hope you both have a great 2023.
Thank you, Dean. I hope you do too.
It's going to be.
Kieran says, I really enjoyed the podcast. Hope these coffees can also be exchanged for lem sips. And if required, all the best for 2023. That's very kind of him.
Oh, bless. Thank you very much.
How do you medicate? Do you medicate with alcohol? Or do you medicate with paracetamol?
I don't do alcohol.
What about lem sip?
Oh, now, if I'm honest, it's a blackcurrant sip.
Blackcurrant lem sip.
however, this is going to blow people's minds, and I'm really sorry, but it's a Russian thing. For 20-odd years now, any cold remedy involves raspberry jam with seeds in hot water.
Ooh.
Apparently, the seeds from raspberries have a medicinal purpose.
Do they?
They do.
That's what they're for. Rather than just going straight through you.
Rather than going to the chemist and buying those lem sips, other products are available.
Mm.
But go and buy yourself some raspberry jam. It's a lot better, a lot sweeter, and tastes yummy.
I don't know if we can... I understand that raspberry seeds might have a very high vitamin C content.
They might do.
Which would help your immune system. But however, it won't have any pain-killing properties. Apart from the fact that it being got a nice drink to have.
It's not a medical recommendation. It's just purely something in which I use that works.
Oh,
and it does seem to, if I'm honest, though I wouldn't put my life on it, it does seem to help the pain as well. But I think that's a little bit like when you're feeling down and you just chew through a kilo of chocolate. It's the same sort of feeling.
Yeah, whatever works, dude. Placebo effects. If it works, it doesn't matter. If it works, it works.
That's all the Buy Me a Coffee. Thank you, guys. Thanks for your support. It's really appreciated.
Uh-huh.
And we will sup away on soothers, lem sips, or macchiatos, or whatever we fancy. So thank you very much for that. But we're going to head over to the Facebook because, like I said earlier, we made a post up telling you that our next episode was going to be late. Due to sickness and all that. But the good news is it gave you the opportunity to tell us now what your New Year goals are. The first one up is Kevin Butler, and he says, as for kits, the Airfix 124th Spitfire. Yes, can totally agree with that.
Yes.
But personally, asking for help with my depression feels so much better, and I need to say thank you to Models for Heroes for the help. So, yeah, well done. Well done for reaching out.
Not easy. Not easy at all. Well done, dude. Even writing that was probably difficult. So congratulations on that and well done.
Yeah, kudos to you.
And I hope that the modelling can help you in some way, even just a little tiny, tiny bit. If we can help take that straw off the camel a little bit, that makes no sense. Imagine a camel with a load of straw, and one bit of straw breaks the back. If we can take a little bit of that straw off and make your day a little bit better, then we've done mm-hmm. something right. So, yeah. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for shouting out.
Absolutely.
Patrick Gunstrom is next. He says, to participate in an online group build would be a really nice goal. Well, very easy to do. Pop onto any of the Facebook groups, hey? Can you think of any Facebook groups that might be running?
I can think of a particular Facebook group, yes. The one that will be continuing, the good news for 2023, although there will be some additions, so watch out for those, they're coming soon, is the grand, the wonderful Walnut Challenge group build. The name of the group will change slightly.
Mm, that's right.
But watch out for that. We've got some challenges for you for 2023.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do.
And our hope is, our hope is it gives me the chance to make a walnut build to start with. Thank you. Get that in there before Malcolm does. We hope that as a lot of people did to those that got their builds to Telford, we're hoping there's going to be a platitude, look at that, a big word for me. Don't know what it means. Of more builds at Telford this year. So the challenge will be going out to the IPMS clubs and STIGs.
SIGs.
That's the one. We've got the full backing of the wonderful people at IPMS. And we're going to make it big and splashy next year.
Ah, okay. First I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. Nice to find out when you're listening to podcasts, isn't it? What's going on?
If you read the notes, you'll know all about it. Turn up late and just read out what I've written without spell checking. What do you expect?
Yeah, it's going to be taken over there. The group is going to be taken over by Steve Lidstone, who's one of the Walnut professors.
He is.
A very prolific professor of walnut building. So he's going to be doing that. I'm not sure it's going to be just a group build. It's going to be kind of an interest group, you know?
It is, yeah.
But not an actual special interest group. But the other group build that I was thinking of was the Shelf of Doom group build.
There is that as well.
Which is Shelf of Doom group build, I think, on Facebook. That is people building stuff from their Shelf of Doom, painting them white, sticking some models for Eros decals on them and sticking them on a table at Telford. There's also Black Rifle Model Works is running group builds. Plastic Posse, I know they've got group builds going on. And obviously, the one that you're part of, which is the Micro Machines podcast, the Battle of Bulge.
Yes, yeah, that's still running. It hasn't quite finished yet, and I haven't finished my build yet. Yeah. So, yeah, that's still going. You've got Model Officers Mess. They're going to have some group builds going up in the next week or so, or it'll probably be up by the time this is out. So there won't be as many, but there are a few things coming back that used to be there, and it's just worth it. Just check it out.
Yeah.
Going to be an exciting year this year.
Oh, yes, it's going to be very cool.
Yep. Next up is Ross Miller. He says, net reduction in my pile of shame. So only buying to replace what I have built and painted, sold or donated.
Hmm. Do you know who Ross Miller is?
I'm going to be shameful and say no. I can't.
You wouldn't know. He was the best man at my wedding.
Right.
Yeah. I think I've mentioned him a couple of times before.
You have. That's...
Yeah, so all the way through our childhood, I was into Games Workshop stuff and miniatures and scale modeling and all that sort of stuff, and he wasn't. He was into Robocop and playing other things like Battletech, things like that. We got to this age, past our 40s.
Way past.
And all of a sudden, COVID hits, and he gets into Games Workshop stuff.
Wow.
And he's playing Necromunda, and he's playing 40K, and his buddies around him that play. Could have done that 30 years ago. Fun for me. But anyway. Never mind. Hello, Ross. Thank you for listening.
It's obviously taken a while for it to sink in.
Can you hear it in my voice?
I skipped over that on purpose because I didn't want to dwell on it and upset you.
Good for you.
Any further. Anyway, here's the tissues. Just wipe your nose and stop sniveling.
Thanks for listening, Ross. It's good to have you here.
Indeed.
Stuart Halton. My goal is to find the attachment plate for my camera tripod. Absent without leave since November. Apart from that, I'm keeping on spending quality modelling time in my shed, accompanied by a variety of podcasts and the dog.
Cool.
Oh, that's nice. That sounds like perfect to me. That sounds like heaven.
Yeah, absolutely. The one question I do have for Stuart, though, is where is the dog when you're modelling? Does the dog have its own separate bed, or does it lie next to your feet and keep your feet warm? Interesting. Answers on a postcard. Next up is Timothy Young. He says, I want to have the guts to tackle some of my more complex kits. Yeah, you and me both. Those with etch and replacement resin parts. Got plenty of them, but I always get stage fright and shy away from starting them. Well, this is the year to tackle those goals. Good luck, Timothy. I am really looking forward to seeing some pictures of your complex builds.
The only way you're going to build them is by accepting that you're going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to make mistakes, and they're going to be frustrating and annoying, and it's going to be embarrassing for you, and you're going to be cross. But that is how we learn, and that's the only way you're going to get improving, is if you are happy to make mistakes and want to improve yourself and push yourself forward.
And just remember, all of what Malcolm just said goes for any kit whatsoever. It really isn't any different.
Yeah, works for relationship advice too. Mark Sanderson says, brushing up on his airbrushing is what he wants to do for 2023. I like that. Brushing up on airbrushing.
Yeah, he's thought about that, hasn't he?
I like that.
Very good.
Oh, if he wanted to brush up on his brushing, airbrushing up on his brushing.
Wouldn't work. That's why he did it the way he did it.
Wouldn't.
He's good.
Very clever. I like it. Thank you, Mark.
We are looking for script writers. Ray Davis is up next. He said, I just want to wish both Malcolm and James and the JLC community a very happy new year. May your benches be filled with completed projects and less shelf queens. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. Happy new year to you. Neil Gilborn. Oh, yes, the famous Neil Gilborn who built everything. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who built it, Neil Gilborn probably built it. It's the...
Oh, we did.
It's all the usual excuses with you two. Hope you get better soon, slackers. I want to practice airbrushing more. That's what he wants to do. Thank you, Neil.
Well, maybe you can brush up on your airbrushing with Mark. That would be good.
Yeah, when you get together.
Yep.
Neil and...
Mark.
Neil and Mark. Yeah, go brush up on your brushing.
David Farrell next. He says, I hope that the afflicted are back to full health soon. Health is paramount. Indeed it is. Thank you for that. Otherwise, my aim is to improve basic builds, seem sound, detailing dreaded PE, and the finessing of the build can leave a lot to be desired, and the weathering.
Wow, big list.
Mm.
Well, best of luck.
Yeah, good luck. You're going to do it. I know you're going to smash it. Oh, well, not the model, obviously. You're going to smash. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Well, it can happen. You know, unscheduled test flights happen, don't they? Lewis Williamson says, my new year goal is to clear all my work in progress and then only do one model at a time. Not all the models at all the time.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's interesting because that's not mine. That's opposite to mine because I'm always wanted to do one model at a time, do it, finish it, put it on the shelf, do another model, finish it, put it on the shelf. But actually, I've quite enjoyed this last 3 weeks doing lots of things at once.
Mm.
My desk is absolute chaos, but I've got the space to do it, so I should utilize it.
It can be good for you to have lots of different things on the go. The problem is that every now and again, you need to make sure you clear everything that's on the go and concentrate on one and then go back to the build as many as you like.
Because I like the fact that I can go, oh, you know what? I don't fancy airbrushing more blue on the Corsair. Maybe I want to go and fine paint some filigree on the back of a elf or something. You know, I like the idea of doing that. So I might keep that up. Doesn't mean I've started the Mustang yet, but... Spoiler alert. Thank you, Lewis, for your comment. Best of luck with your New Year's resolution.
Are you tired of having to rush through your favorite podcasts? Introducing the pause button, the ultimate solution for busy podcast enthusiasts. Our tiny device fits easily into your pocket and allows you to pause any podcast at a moment's notice. Simply press the button, and your audio will be frozen in time, ready for you to pick up where you left off whenever you have a spare moment. Plus, our button is made with special time-stopping technology, so you'll never lose your place or have to rewind to catch something you missed. So why settle for an incomplete listening experience? Get the pause button today and never miss a beat again.
Moosaroo Cup, the Moosaroo Cup. Let's talk about the Moosaroo Cup. Boom!
Woohoo! Oh, God, I know I sound like a broken record and it's boring, but I am going to build it next. The Corsair is more built than it ever has been. Thank you. And it's looking very blue and needs some weathering and some sand and sticking some bamboo in the holes. And that's it.
Oh, yes. They're looking wonderful.
But I also have started 10 orcs from Games Workshop. But that's fine because they can be slid over there, put back in their ice cream tub, which they live. And yeah, I'm going to start the Mustang soon. I've got till March. Isn't it March? The end of March, though, isn't it?
Beginning of March, isn't it?
Was it? Okay. Well, then I've got. I haven't got long, have I? Oh, shit. I haven't got long at all. It's mid-January. Yeah.
It's about 6 to 7 weeks.
Yeah, so I'll be starting that kit tonight.
You'll be fine. I've got absolute confidence in you completing.
Not worried at all. Can't wait. That's the Mr. Cup update.
There we go. So thank you very much, everyone, for your comments and well wishes and seasonal greetings, New Year greetings, etc. Really appreciate it. Mm. And obviously, for all those that didn't message, the same would apply. We really hope that 2023 brings you a multitude of plastic to your bench and the foresight to plan ahead your builds and the energy to complete them, of course, for the whole year.
2023, may it be the year of the modeler. And thank you for listening to us. I know we joke about only having two or three listeners, and one of them is my mum. And thank you very much for doing that. It makes a lot to us. It makes a difference, because what is it now? Just wake on midnight and we're still here chatting away. But it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening.
Obviously, we've been talking about our listeners and what their goals are. What are your goals for 2023?
I don't really have one, apart from like what I said at the end of Lewis's comment, was to build more at once and not be so precious about starting a model kit. Because I'm so kind of, in what I do, I'm so kind of fearful of starting a kit and wasting it and then leaving it in a box and not having it started. I have a massive fear about doing that. What I don't want to do is just pull a kit off the shelf, start it, stick it back in a box, and then forget about it. You know, I don't want to do that ever. I could start a kit, but it's got to stay out on my desk. You know, so at the moment I've got 12 unpainted figures in different stages of figures paintingness, and I've got a Corsair model in different stages of painting, and I've got the foliage that's going to go on the diorama for it. And I've got, you know, plans. So I think that's my resolution for model making, and to really enjoy my shed as much as possible, not feel guilty for being out here. And come out here and go, you know, I really should be doing the dishwasher. I should be in there doing the laundry. Should be in there playing with the kids. But no, I'm just going to spend some proper time out here. I guess that's probably my New Year's resolution. What about you? What's yours?
Well, I don't do New Year's resolutions as such.
Imagine you did. Just for the theatre of this podcast.
I will quantify the statement. I don't do New Year's resolutions because I fail a lot with New Year's resolutions. So, for example, if I made a New Year's resolution that I would go to the gym every week, twice a week, I would probably struggle to get out the front door purely because I have to roll. And it's quite a long roll to the gym. So by the time you get there, you've picked up all the leaves and dirt from everywhere. It's, you know, the streets are clean. Everyone's really grateful. But it doesn't really help. Anyway, no, I've got some goals for this year. There are certain kits that I want to do. There are certain projects I want to do. And I have made a start in the fact that I have tidied up my modelling area of all the kits that I am not going to do this year. Mm. They are no longer in here. They are somewhere else, okay. Which has given me a little bit more room. Not a lot, but it's given me a little bit more room. I've purposely left a couple bits and pieces in here that I might tinker with just in case I get bored with what I'm doing. But what I've planned is what I am going to achieve.
All right. Okay. Nice.
So there is a New Year's resolution in the fact that I do a lot of planning. I've got lists, but I haven't made a list this year. I have the models in order on the shelf, and they are what I'm going to build, and they will be completed this year.
Cool. Okay. Well, yeah, I've got bundles on my shelf that I know I keep saying that I'm going to do, like the space shuttle and the 747. You know, I'd love to get them done, but the thing is, this group build's getting in the way. You know, if you're doing a Games Workshop group build, I can't really build a 747.
No, it doesn't look right with orcs hanging out of it.
Yeah, but it's not going to go anyway. It's not doing anything. You know, there's no time limit on it, is there?
No, there's not. No, absolutely not. And the reason I've done what I've done is purely because it's like walking into a sweet shop sometimes and you go, oh, I'd forgotten I got that. The funny part is when I moved some models around, I did actually find some models that were behind models that I'd forgotten that I even had. So it was good for that. But the main goal for this year for me is to achieve everything that I want to build. But the main thing in which I didn't say, which is a massive, massive goal for me this year, is that I want to inspire model makers in some form, whether they be new to the hobby, whether they be existing in the hobby but don't do certain things. I will be doing things throughout the year this year that I hope will bring inspiration to somebody.
Someone commented, didn't they? I think just doing a podcast helps.
Yeah.
Inspire people to sit down and do some model making. I don't know if we inspire new people, but I think to be able to inspire new people, I think you need to go out of your way and go and find some people that are looking to start. Your YouTube videos that you do, put some keywords in there for beginners or something, or make a beginners, you know, how to start the... Are you nodding like, yeah, I've done that already? Sorry.
Yeah, that is part of the plan.
Shit. Spoiler alert.
I just haven't told you. Funny enough.
That's shocking. But you could, couldn't you? You could make a beginner's video or something. Not that there aren't thousands already, but you could just do it in your style, you know? Someone will watch it. Especially with the new starter kits that are coming out by Airfix.
Well, funny you should say that. I am in league with somebody, and we're going to tackle some of the subjects in which I, as a modeler, wouldn't tackle because they're a skill level in which I've passed, I feel. So I'm going to go back in my journey a little bit to revisit some stuff. I'm also going to go forward in my journey and tackle some things in which I've never done. But I'm also going to take a few other people with me to make them try something they haven't done.
Cool.
And that's what I'm going to do to inspire people this year is I'm going to go out of my way to make sure somebody, you know who you are out there. And if you don't know and you want to be a part of it, just drop me an email. I'm going to be tackling a few bits and pieces in which other people will not have done and hopefully inspire them to push the boundaries of what they do right now to something a little bit different. And hopefully that will sprout out into other areas, genres, processes, techniques, blah, 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 which will hopefully open up a door for them where they can go and flourish in their modelling journey.
So talking about sprouting and flourishing and doing new things, are you talking about doing a walnut?
I will be doing a nut, yes.
Wow. Okay. You heard it here, folks.
They heard it here 2022.
You heard it again.
Yeah, that is one of the things that's on my list. There are a few subjects in which I want to do that I haven't got to last year that I will get done this year, 100%.
Okay, cool. Okay, so what is in store for Just Making Conversation in 2023?
Oh, my God, really? Oh, wow. Okay, so 2023 for Just Making Conversation holds a whole load of different stuff, and you'll notice my voice is starting to go, so this could be interesting. So we have got an absolute chucker. Oh, the list is so long. It's, in fact, I'm not sure we're going to squeeze it all into 1 year, but we're going to try. We've got a couple of shoehorns, some lube.
We'll squeeze them in. Yes. Going full circle, what we're talking about at the beginning of the episode.
We've got some guests lined up. We are going to, and that's something in which we really must say thank you, everyone, for your feedback in relation to guests and the couple of interviews that we've done in 2022. We really enjoyed doing that. So we have got a plethora of people lined up.
Yeah.
Most of them, in fairness, were stalking and they're not quite sure whether they know we're there or not yet, but it will all come to fruition, I'm sure.
A couple of people umming and ahhing on whether they want to be part of the show.
Some of them running away and ducking and diving.
We've got lots of people lined up.
If you've got an idea in which you think might be beneficial to the community, then drop us a line and we can consider it. Sell yourself.
Yeah, we got a platform, haven't we? We could use it. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I want to mention, which is a selfish point on my part, so I apologise. The 48-hour build is only 6 weeks away.
Oh, my God. That's March.
March, yeah. So,
Jesus. Okay.
Hence why I know how long you've got until your build finishes. And the only reason I know this is because I got an email from the Just Giving page saying, 6 weeks to go, good luck. A charity fundraiser, which is linked into the Facebook group Model Officers Mess. We raise money for Models for Heroes. The reason we started doing it is because it celebrates the anniversary of the Facebook page starting. We decided to do a challenge build. So the challenge build is quite simple in that any 1/48 scale kit can be used and can be built in 48 hours. There is a caveat to that. You must sleep, you must eat, you must rest.
Yes.
The idea is to enjoy the community, enjoy the fun, get involved with the live streams, get involved with the posting of your progress, what you have for breakfast and all that sort of stuff. We've got an international team, people from Australia, from America, from Canada, from Netherlands, from Sweden, from the UK. We may have someone from other parts. I keep banging on about Japan, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pull it off. But I have someone working on it.
Sweden? Are they part of the Model by Garpen podcast?
I don't know, but the challenge is that they get involved.
Oh, okay.
So if you guys are listening by any chance, I'm not sure why, but if you are listening, drop us an email if you want to get involved. Drop us an email to 48hrgroupbuild@gmail.com. And if anyone is listening and wants to sponsor, by all means, use the same email address. Yes, there is an auction. There will be an auction that will cover modelling stuff.
Stonking auction
in the UK, in Australia, and also in America. All the postage for all of the items that are sold in the auction are always paid by the person that wins the auction, so that should be taken into mind. Yes, and actually Israel as well. I seem to remember we will have someone from Israel involved too. So
fantastic.
There we go. So we've got a lot going on. We will have a few special guests.
Mm-hmm.
There is a plan afoot to have some educational breaks, I think would be the right phrase.
Sounds good.
We're going to raise lots of money, which is important, but equally as important is that we're going to develop and grow the community around us by them getting involved. And like I say, all you need is a 1/48 scale kit and that weekend off.
Yeah.
If you don't finish it within the weekend, that's not a problem.
Which weekend is it, James?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. The 10th of March. So it's Friday the 10th of March in whatever time zone you're in. And I must emphasize that, whatever time zone you're in. So if you're backward or forward to the UK, that's fine. In time, then you can just start at that time. All you need to do is take a picture of the kit unstarted, clarifying the date and time, and then you can off you go. 48 hours, you can build it. If you want to complete it and add water, fishes, electronics, coffee maker, whatever.
Smoke machine,
thank you. Yeah, that'll be for our Neverland counterparts. They like to push the boundaries in their models. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it this year. It's going to be a stonker.
Absolutely.
And I've got, like I said, I've got a team together, which is going to take a lot of pressure off me. So thank you for the team, Steph and Carl and Steve and numerous others, but they don't know that yet. Podcasts obviously get involved too, so
okay, cool,
thank you to their support.
So we're going to put the details up on the Facebook post for this. We'll probably plug in the 48-hour build up until it happens so that people know about it and talk about it and can get excited about the auctions coming up. Now can I reveal one of the auction items?
No.
Do you know which one I wanted to reveal?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I won't reveal that one then.
No, don't reveal that one.
Because I've been sitting on that for a little while.
Uh-huh. I know.
Oh, okay. It's really cool.
I will tell you some of the companies that are involved.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Metro Hobbies in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
We have Tankcraft.
Yay. Oh.
Tamiya USA.
That's great.
Value Gear.
Oh.
Precision Snow and Ice, and that's easy for me to say, I can tell you.
They helped us out last year as well.
Yeah, they did. EBMA.
Ooh.
Revell, Germany.
Yeah.
SMS Paints in Australia.
Oh, right, yeah.
Modelers United.
Oh, from the Highlands.
Backman will be helping us as well.
Oh, wow. Oh, now that's very interesting.
So if that jiggles your fancy and giblets and all the rest of it, write it down in your diary now. In fact, don't just write it down in your diary now. Email your boss and say, I'm having that weekend off because my great aunt's 90th birthday. Can't miss it.
No. You said I'm taking that weekend off so I can join the 48-hour group build, and I hope to see you there, boss.
If you're so inclined, by all means, ask your boss if they're willing to make a donation to the charity. Just Giving page. It will be advertised on the Facebook page, etc., etc. So look out for those details. It's going to be fun. What an amazing hobby we are lucky enough to share. 2022, while mixed in what it brought us, has for many been a year of the community.
With dream kits being made for our delights, new and exciting projects undertaken in subject matter or techniques we would not have imagined. But overall, the most amazing thing is you, the community in which we are blessed to be part of.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Next time in Just Making Conversation, we'll be talking about other subjects relating to this amazing daft hobby of ours. You've been listening to Just Making Conversation with
James Skiffins
and Malcolm Charles.
Follow us on the Facebook, where we post some photos, some updates, and mostly nonsense.
Find us on Spotify, Music, Amazon, you twat. Can I read that sentence backwards? It'd make much more sense.
I'm not going to even edit that.
I know you're not.
I'm going to leave it in.
Find us on Facebook.
Spadify? Is that for gardeners?
Oh, that's the potassium, honestly. It's kicking in now. Find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and all those others.
Let us know what you're just making and what your thoughts are on the conversation in this episode.
A massive, enormous, great big thank you to all our followers from buymeacoffee.com/JMC podcast.
Kieran, Dress the Legume, Craig Nichols, Elliot Robert Lane, Dean, Mike Shelley, Varna Belder, Model Kit, Callum from Micro Machines Podcast, Paint All the Meanings Peter, Brad Warren, Tim, Black Rifle, John, Julian, Chuck, Mark Begawahi, Simon the Jazz Gent, Steve, Lee Costas, Mark Rail, Neil, Mike, Robert, Andrew Drew, John, Mike, Jeff, and Richard, Lynn, Gordon, and 8 others.
If you do show your support, leave your name so we can paint the roll of honour on the tail of the next episode.
Goodbye.
Ta-ra.
So sit back and let's open the box of memories and share with each other our and your thoughts. Why was it say your thoughts? How are we going to share their thoughts?
Well, because we are. Trust me.
Oh, I see. People have written in, have they?
Yes.
Okay, they have. So sit back and let's open the box of memories and share with...
Share with each other the thoughts of 2000.
I said memories.
You did say memories. Don't leave your memories out. No, don't leave them out. Put them back.
Don't share them. Can you share my thoughts on your memories? So rusty. So rusty.